I'm not moved. I'm enthused. Let me tell you why. Because there is a time when I would look at some folk and say, you're a rock. But a rock without a root. The Bible said Jacob gave Esau bread and soup or pottage, and he did eat and drink. Same thing with Eve. He gave, she ate, and she gave, and Adam ate. See, it is very serious when you take counsel in darkness. The book of Proverbs explains that for me. Thank you. It says, in the multitude of counsel, purposes are born. Not in secret place. You get a word and it's in secret. Whatever you do, in the multitude of counsel, open! Don't be fooled. The devil is working over time. Jacob thought God was holding out on him because Esau had a birthright. Esau thought God was holding out on him because Jacob was the favorite child. Eve got deceived because she thought God shortchanged her. Adam loved Eve so much that he didn't even question what she did. Got deceived because he loved the created more than the creator. Sediments are dangerous. Water is the sustenance of life. Hear me now. Water is made up of two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen. It is the combination in a right dispensation of hydrogen and oxygen that makes water potable and viable. If you have three parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, you'll be in trouble. Because hydrogen is a poisonous gas. What did you just say? So if you continue to drop water droplets right here over years, what's going to happen is that there is going to be a built up of what is known as scum. And because oxygen is a free gas, am I right, sir? Then oxygen will dissipate, and the built-up of hydrogen will be there over time. Now, this free built-up of hydrogen, if you should light that in a room over time, you become poisoned. Hold on. Did you just say that? But it is in the same water that you drink. It's the right component. The word gives life. But for those who don't know God, they use the word to take life. That's why the book of Ephesians 4:29 and 30-32 is so alive. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Ghost of God, whereby ye seal unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to the other. Nobody fool you. I remember there was a little church in Hanover. I went to school. And there were over 170 members in that church. This is live testimony. And one person in the church wanted a position. And the pastor went down on his knees and he said, "No. God, show me that you are not yet saved. You're harboring a bitter spirit." Lo and behold, that one person rose up and infected the church. And in no time, over 120 people left because that one person contrived a lie against the man of God. And the little that were left, they went down in prayer for 7 days. And on the seventh day, a missionary from Canada came down there and said, "God sent me to find a man by the same name." And she said, "Are you such a pastor?" And said, "Yes." He said, "God said to tell you, he's going to redeem you twice." And before the year was done, the missionary went back and over 70 missionary came down. They built a brand new church. And they started working with that man. The church is now one of the liveliest in Hanover. Sometimes God have to weed out bitter spirit. Romans 7 and verse 8 says, "But sin taketh no occasion by the commandment, wrath in all manner of concupiscence, for without the law, sin was dead." It is very important for you to know the word of God. God is not mocked. Hold fast to that which is holy, that which is righteous, that which is truth. God show you, but you can't talk. God show you, but you just can't tell people on the phone. What kind of God is that? There's something I found out in a scripture this week, Hebrews 12, 14 to 17. "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which there's no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God." That word diligently means in its Greek format to come into the presence of God. When it reached down to the end of that scripture, something it brought out. "Lest any root of bitterness spring up in and trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." That word defiled in its Hebrew context means to paint. Or to die. Bitterness die. Or D-Y-E that is. Or paint you. And when you've been painted, you can't see nothing but the color of the paint. Lucifer painted a third of heaven. And they couldn't see nothing else but the color black. And anywhere the black went, they were ready to go. But I come to you. Bring me now to the live scripture. Let me round up with it. The woman whose daughter was grievously vexed with an unclean spirit, darkness. She was told that the children's bread should not be given to the dog. But she did not have the spirit of bitterness. Come on, mothers, you know what that means. You bring your child to pastor, and pastor say, hold on, woman. Because you have done something wrong, the child is suffering. I don't know who wouldn't be bitter. She looked at Christ and she said, Master, but the dog. What moved me was she was in humility to the next degree. In the state of what seemed like a disrespect, she said, yes, Lord. My position is one that is stained. And according to my staining, I should be eating the crumbs. You're right. But even in bitterness, even in sin, I still deserve to eat. Mr. Holy, Mrs. Holy, how you become so righteous that you can't pray for your brother, you can't pray for your sister. Huh? What kind of righteousness have you? Master, I know that the children's bread should not be given to the dog, but there has never been a feast without crumbs. Where's the feast where the master provides the food? And according to the word, the dog have the rights to eat the crumbs that falls from the master's table. Mr. Castigate, Mrs. Castigate, Mr. Professional, Mrs. Professional, Mr. God and Mrs. God, Mr. Prophetic and Mrs. Prophetic, when did you become so high that no dog can eat at your table? I hear you, Father. God said to tell you, you're guilty as charged. But the root is still available. Nobody knows the contents of your phone call. Nobody knows the lie you told. Nobody knows how you implemented, contrived, and effected. But God says there's still mercy. Call upon him while he may be found. For the day is coming to a close, and it will soon be night. Misery loves company. Will you allow the spirit of pride to take you down in bitterness? Or will you simply come to the river of life and say, Father, here I am. Help me to drink.